What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
This week we're doing a completely non-scripted video. This isn't even scripted, this intro. It's not even
it's
a video.
Podcast,
it's a podcast.
Yeah.
This is a disaster already.
But yeah, so everything that we're saying right now, we usually read off an intro. There's nothing happening right now. We're just going for it. So this will be a really fun episode.
Okay, first let's explain. Last week we missed a week. We were a little bit busy.
We were hanging out. Do we say where? I think it's okay if we say where.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we went to Virginia Beach for the week. We got a house together. It was absolutely amazing. I don't know. What would you rate it? Like out of 10? I'd probably give it like a 9 out of 10. What'd you give it?
10. The place was awesome and it was so much fun. And I just personally was going through some stuff. So my experience as a whole wasn't a 10, but nothing against Virginia Beach. It was a great trip. We played Real Life Among Us with our families, and there were
multiple
9 of us.
Time.
Yeah, so all that right. Was a lot of fun. And it was like, she's eating. This is a really casual episode. And let me just say, the unscripted part is a mix of us being lazy and not wanting to script it, but also because I feel like it'd be really fun to just see where this episode goes. Because a lot has happened and a lot is happening, so we have a lot to talk about. So why not, right?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I would give the house, I don't know about a number, but it was really fun because, like, I hate telling people this because it sounds so stuck up, but it was a pretty big house. This was, like, a pretty big trip for us. We were, like, it was a special occasion, like,
yeah,
Julia's 18th birthday. Oh, my God!
I know, I was going to get into that, yeah.
Right, we'll come back to that in a second. It was her 18th birthday, so we had this, you know, we had a nice trip with our families, and because we're friends outside of the podcast, surprisingly.
I know, right?
And it was a lot of fun, and, like, we had a good time. We were like literally on the beach, so we got to go to the beach like every second that we wanted to and swim, and it was awesome.
It was very fun. The trip actually wasn't supposed to be on my birthday. My parents were looking at vacations, and then my mom called me upstairs. She was like, this is like back in like January it might have been, and she was like, hey, like looking for vacations, and the only week that this one house that we want to go to is available is when you turn 18. And at first I was completely against going because I was like, I want to spend my 18th with like my friends at home. And then I realized that at the time I was going through a lot of friend issues. And I also realized that like, I don't know, it's like a two family house. My mom was like, well, what if we bring the house? And I was like,
I'll bleep it out. She said my last name. It's okay.
She was like, well, what if we bring Kira's family? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So that's what we
Dang,
did.
I was gonna make this a no editing episode either.
I know, I am so sorry. Just want to restart. We're like 5 minutes in.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just gonna, guys, I'm sorry. I know I said I didn't say this, but I'm not gonna edit it either. But I'm gonna cut out my last name to not
dog.
Yeah,
you should
this.
Probably do that.
Okay, continue.
I don't know. Some pretty exciting things that happened. Well, I turned 18, and on my 18th birthday, my mom and I, we got matching tattoos. It's a little smiley face on my ankle. She has the same one on her ankle. A lot of people have told me that as soon as they see it, they go, oh my God, you got a dream tattoo. Now, this will be my one statement on this. It was partially inspired because I wanted either a Viva La Vida quote from the song, because that's like a song that like 15 years of my life, or I wanted like a cute little thing that I just feel like would just like make me really like happy to see every day. And a smiley face is to remind me to always stay positive and of like things that have happened and things that will happen, and to look forward to the future with positivity. So I may have borrowed a little bit from the design. That is all I'm going to say on the topic about that.
Thank you. I was going to say you should change your college essay and write it about your smiley face tattoo, because that was a really nice statement, but you literally applied for college.
I did. I've applied to one college. I mean,
don't say which one.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we already talked about this, but at the end of like our college journey, we're definitely making a video and just like showing all of our stats and just like ripping into ourselves,
explaining our whole process. I'll like read my essay word for word. It's about the podcast, so
yours is will be more fun to read than mine. Mine's about robotics and sexism, but you know.
Nice. So yeah, Julia turned 18. That was crazy. It was a lot of fun. I dyed her hair the night before she turned 18.
Yes,
and I think it looks, I'll post a picture maybe.
And I think Instagram.
Yeah. And I think it looks fantastic.
It has faded a lot so far, but I talked to my mom about it and she's gonna help me redo it. Like maybe not this weekend, but next.
Nice. It'll but also because it's red. And it's it's not her whole head. It's just like under, it's like peekaboo, if you know what that is. Like I think that's I forget
Very
other
little
name.
Bit.
What?
It's like a very little bit peekaboo. Like, I feel like peekaboo is usually a little bit more than this even. This is like maybe a very little bit.
Yeah, it's just kind of like underneath her hair. And so it's red. And so when it fades, it's just like kind of like pinkish. So it's not even, it doesn't even look like, it still looks very red to me. I don't know.
Yeah, and I have like natural red highlights with the sun anyway, so it's perfect time to dye it red.
Yeah. And so we did that. And then we came home and we had like, what, like 4 days basically. And then school started.
Yeah.
And our senior year, guys, this is crazy. We started as sophomores. And now we're seniors on the podcast. You
know, it was crazy. On like the first day of school, I had a teacher who I had sophomore year. And I think I did a project on the podcast at one point. And it's actually, well, I'm not going to say that because that might. Anyways, she knew about the podcast, right? So she asked me in the front of the whole class. She was like, Julia, oh, I didn't know you were in this class. Are you still doing your podcast? And I was like, yeah. And it was just like a shock to me because like I was so excited about it then to like work with her for some like a project on it. And now here I am like, we're still doing it. And like, I'm still so excited. Like if I could do another project on it, like I would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like such a strong like element of like our lives the past year and a half now.
That is crazy. Oh my goodness. So, I mean, yeah. So we came to school. I mean, we went back to school senior year, very busy. I'm honestly liking it so far besides calc.
Yeah. Well, Kira was not, I don't know if I call you not smart or smart for taking AB calc.
It was a choice. That's what it was.
I dropped down to honors. I was like, I'm actually not going to do that to myself. But
yeah, I'm an AP calc and it's not fun. But otherwise, like, I like all the rest of my classes right now, which is really nice. Because I'm taking harder classes, but at the same time, I'm taking very hard classes and very easy classes. Like, and there's nothing in between. And so, like, I'll go from, like, AP environmental science to, like, option, which is, like, free period. Or, like, AP calc to, like, media arts, which is just, like, you know. Right now we're like doodling, like that's like the project. Yeah. Like doodling, so it's fun.
Yeah, I agree. My classes, I definitely went a little bit easier on my schedule this year. I was like, you know, it's senior year, I still want to show like some hard classes, but I'm also not gonna just like overload myself to entirely, you know. So mm-hmm. I have a mix of hard, but I have a lot of easy classes, and it's very fun this year for me. I'm like, none of my classes, I don't like not like anybody. I have friends in all my classes for like the first year ever, which is really cool. So I'm having a blast right now.
Yeah, also my classes, like, I don't know why this happened, but I have, like, a lot more people, like, not, like, bigger classes, but just a more mix of people. Like, I feel like last year it was, like, the same, like, 30 people, like, rotating around my classes, but this year, like, I have totally different people in each one, and that's nice, because I can, like, spend more time with different people and, like, hang out with different people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also good, because I think, oh my gosh. We should have prepared a little bit. We should have, like, looked back on our senior year goals and said how many we've, like, completed so far.
We had senior year goals? Oh. Oh, for that, right, that episode. I thought you meant, like, a while ago we had senior year goals. You can scroll back and do that while I talk about, what was I going to say? So, yeah, that's kind of why. Last week we just didn't post because we were just, like, a little bit bombarded with just stuff.
We were vibing in Virginia. We did not have time for podcasts.
Yeah, we did not want a podcast. I feel bad. But... like, I think it's a valid excuse because we were very busy, but we're back.
And we're chilling. We deserve a break.
Yeah, and I did not expect us to still be posting every week senior year, so I don't care.
I think we'll definitely see how this week will go. We're probably going to do a couple more watch parties, which might not be the most exciting thing to listen to, but it definitely is very fun for us, so we're going to do it anyway.
I love watch parties. Like, I mean, really, like, I love making them, and I also love watching other people's, like, reviews of movies and shows and stuff. Like, that's my prime source of entertainment. Anyway, did you find any senior year goals that you think you've accomplished or anything?
Yeah, I mean, my first goals was make lots of friends for senior year, and I already feel like I was on that, like, just, like, branched out with a lot of new people.
Me too.
I haven't really done anything else yet. To be fair, it is, like, the fifth day of school, so I'm gonna give myself a break on that one. It's actually the fourth day, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did spend less money and make more money, and I think I've accomplished that so far, and my goal, I will be spending $10 by the end of today, less than.
Nice. Okay.
Which is impressive for me.
Yeah, I also think that the friend one for sure. I like how this is, like, this podcast, I kind of forgot that, like, people can hear this at school and, like, listen to it and, like, just know everything I'm going through, which is kind of scary. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I was very nervous this year because a lot of my friends last year were seniors and they're in college now, and I was like, oh no, I'm gonna lose a lot of my friends, which I think I've mentioned that in the past. I don't know. So I was a little bit nervous for that, but, like, so far this year I've, like, you know, reconnected with old friends and gotten closer with people who I wasn't, like, super close with before, but, like, we were, like, kind of friends, you know, whatever. And so I'm, like, I think that goal is certainly doing well. And also, I, in that episode, I said that I wanted to work on time management, which is like a cliche thing, but it was specific to me because I was saying I'm taking a lot of like hard classes, but then I also have periods where I can do work. So I wanted to be able to like make myself sit down and like do the work, which like I've been able to do. Like when I have my option class, I'll sit down and just like do math for like 45 minutes, whatever. Like the classes are longer than 45 minutes, but I need a break. So you know what I mean? Like, so I'm able to like, you know, lay out my day and decide when to do certain things and when to, yeah, because that's kind of what college is all about, you know? So it's a good practice.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like this week I had a couple of assignments due, and we have like a weird schedule this week. For a couple of days, we don't see like our classes like we usually would.
Yeah.
So like the way when things are due are like really weird. But Sunday morning, I got up early and I got all of my homework done for the week. And I felt like really proud of myself because I was like, I've never done that before and I've always wanted to do that. So that was fun. That was like
awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's just touch a little bit on like just the social things that have been going on, like with, I don't know, with school's beginning of school. This is something I live by, that the first few months of school are terrifying because it's the beginning of the year, so naturally your friends are changing, unless you're like, you have the same friends your whole life, like that's really cool, like go for, like go you, but like I feel like naturally your friends kind of change at the beginning of the year because of classes and like just people change. But also in the beginning of the year is, you know, homecoming and pep rally and Halloween and New Year's and like, you know, all these events where you need to make plans.
Oh,
and that's very stressful. Yeah. And football games and everything. So far,
I just want to go to like 3 football games this year. That's all I want.
That's all I'm doing. I went to the first one. They did great. You know, they're awesome. But
they're not though.
I mean, they.
Like,
I'm
sorry, like football players who listen, but like, since, like in the past, like we were not a good football team.
I know, but they won this game that we went that I went to. So I went to the first game. I'll go to like the homecoming game, and maybe I'll go to like the last game if we know what the last game is. But they might just like lose, you know. So
they might just lose.
Yeah. So I don't know. Football season is not my favorite, if you know me, obviously. And
I like football season.
Julia likes football season. Were you even at the football game?
No, I had to work.
Okay.
I didn't know the game was happening, so I signed up for a shift, and I was like, no.
Oh, it's okay. It wasn't entertaining. It was the student section was very bad. We were not. There was no energy.
I'm gonna go to the next home game, and it's gonna be amazing.
Okay, sounds good. And then we both went to the first volleyball game, which was a lot of fun.
That was very fun. I had no idea Kira was going to be there. I didn't know I was going. I went, my friend who is currently at college, she was like, hey, I'm coming home for the volleyball game. Do you want to go? I was like, yeah, sure.
She goes to college like close. Like she didn't just like come home like.
Yeah, no, she's like not that far at all. She's like a half hour or so. So she like came, and then I go and like, I literally walk into the gym and I just see Kira there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hi.
Like, so hey. Then,
yeah, that was a fun surprise.
Yeah, so that was fun.
We had our friend's birthday dinner.
Oh yeah, we're just like throwing out anything. We're like, this is what we've been up to.
Social stuff. Trying to throw out everything that we've done in the past week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've like hung out with people. Like, I've done like random things, but I'm trying to do cool things. Yeah, one of our friends turned. Well, she's not.
Oh my god! Wait, hold on. I gotta tell that story. So she told me to dress. I texted her because I had to go to work. So she's gonna pick me up like right after work. So I was trying to lay out an outfit for dinner, right? And I was like, hey, like. She like refused to tell me where we were going. She was like, oh, it's just some really nice place in a town close to us. I was like, okay, cool. And she was like, I was like, oh, what are you wearing? She's like, dress like really fancy. Cause like, it's like a really good restaurant. I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, I think I know where we're going. And then she picks me up after work. I change, she picks me up. We go. And then she goes the opposite way from where this town is. And I'm like, where are we going? She's like, it's a surprise. You'll find out. And then we go and we drive and we end up at an Olive Garden, and I am in this like super fancy outfit. We're all dressed really fancy because she told nobody where we were at, lied about the location. So we all show up at an Olive Garden, like completely dressed up. It was like the funniest thing.
And I had to, I had to work before that, not like work, like my job, but I like my friend's neighbor was like doing kind of like an at home, like spa, not spa, like, you know, hair and nails kind of party for her like 9-year-olds. And so I like did little girl's nails for 3 hours, and so I was telling Olivia, I'm like, oh, I can come after, but I said her name.
It's okay, we gotta bleep it. I mean,
I'm leaving it, I don't care. Birthday, Olivia.
Happy birthday, I'm a year older than you.
It's okay, she listens, she whatever. Anyway, so I was telling her like, oh, I'll come after, but I don't know where you guys are gonna be, like,
so funny.
You gotta like let me know what's going on. And she's like, okay, I'll let you know the address like after you finish working. And I was like, the heck, like, it, what, like, after I finished working. So I tell her, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, how long are you gonna be like where you are? Like, should I just meet at your house? Because she was gonna go to her house after. She just goes Olive Garden, and then says the name of the town. And I was like, okay, like, but how long are you gonna be there? Because it was like 9:30. So I was like, are you leaving soon? And she's like, Olive Garden. I'm like, but should I come? Like, should I just meet at your house after? And she refused to say anything. She was like, come, hurry. And I'm like, oh my God, like, stop. So I called Julia, being like, can you please like give me more information? And then like all of it was saying, which is like Olive Garden. Like, no, just come. And so I like drove to Olive Garden at like 9:30, and I get there, and they're like, oh, we saved you cheesecake. And there's like half a bite of cheesecake, and I'm like, nice. I don't even eat it, 'cause I didn't
Yeah,
know
I ate it.
that. I have a nut allergy,
It
so I
was
didn't
good.
eat it.
It was low key freezer burn, not gonna lie.
Low key freezer burn. Ugh, ew. Come on, Olive Garden.
I know,
Just kidding.
that's
I
what I'm
love you,
saying.
Olive Garden.
It's my first time going.
So we did
It's
that, and it
gonna
was a
be
lot of
fun.
fun. It was good to see people and have a good old time. Also, something that I've been doing, speaking of Olive Garden, because they talk about it in the new season of Cobra Kai,
Oh,
I've
there
been
you
watching
go.
Cobra Kai season 5. I would love to do, maybe I'll do a watch party night with like my mom or something, because we watched it together.
Yeah, you can't do me because I still haven't seen season four.
Julia's a fake Cobra Kai fan.
Yeah,
I'm
fair
a real
enough.
fan. I watched it the day it came out. Actually, this was the season that I kind of slacked on. Season 3 and 4, I watched the day they came out, like all day long. But this
No,
one,
wait, hold on. Did you set alarms for it like you do with Stranger Things?
no. With Stranger Things, I watched at 3 a.m. because that show is just so popular. Like you can't avoid spoilers like ever. With Cobra
That's
Kai,
true.
I watched it because I watched that show with my family, so I couldn't wake up at 3 a.m. because they wouldn't wake up at 3 a.m. with me. So we
Wow.
watched it like during the day it came out. But this season, it came out on the 9th, and we started school on the 7th. And so that's like kind of overwhelming to just like, cancel everything and just watch. Oh, because also we had school the day it came out. And so I watched like a one episode in the morning while I was getting ready for school, and then watched like some more that night, and then finished it the next day, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But yeah, I finished it by like 11 a.m. the next day. But it was good. It wasn't. The show is kind of relies on nostalgia and 80s jokes, and so it's not going to be the most high quality show, but it was a good time. I had a good time, and
My
I still
favorite.
I'm trying so hard. Oh, we had someone from Cobra Kai on here. I was going to say I was trying to get someone from Cobra Kai on here, but I really want Jacob Bertrand on here, but he won't answer my email. So hi, Jacob, if you're listening, get on.
My favorite part about Kira's obsession with Cobra Kai is that when she started watching the show, I don't think you had you seen the original Karate Kid movies or no? I don't think
Yes.
you did.
No, I
You
have.
did?
I had seen the first one. I hadn't seen the second or third, but then I
You hadn't seen
watched.
the whole trilogy.
Yeah, but I watched the first one, and that's like it's mostly about the first one, but at least the first season. But then it gets bigger.
There was actually, did I watch the first? We watched the first movie. That was after the, like, it was like the second time you watched it, right? Or something.
No, I had seen it a few times just because it's like such a classic movie. It's just like it's always on, somewhere. But
I
like
think.
after I watched Cobra Kai, I sat down and watched it again and like really paid attention, and then I
Rewatching
watched it
it
again
all the
with
time.
you.
Yeah, the time that we watched it was like the day that Netflix was taking it off. So I think we were swimming in like a little like above ground pool I have, and then we were like on Netflix. We were like, oh my God. Today's the last day it's on there. We have to watch it tonight. It's like we sent my dad out for like hot chocolate and like donuts, and
No,
then we
you're
just like,
wrong. You're literally wrong.
did we get the hot chocolate and
We
donuts?
were like skateboarding or something, and I was like, "Can we watch Karate Kid one day soon?" And you're like, "Yeah." And I checked on Netflix, and it was like being taken off that day.
Oh, really?
I was like, "Oh, can we watch it tonight?" And you're like, "Yeah." And we're like, "Oh, we'll go to Dunkin' first and get hot chocolate and donuts, and then go and watch it." We planned it.
Oh, I thought it was like a spur of the moment thing.
No, it was. It was, but like a few hours. Like it was like a
Okay,
spur.
that's fair. Yeah.
But it
Okay,
was
that's
like
fair.
so fun. That day is like one of my favorite like memories, just like ever. It was just like so
It
nice.
was so fun.
Because it
We had
was
a little
during like
projector.
COVID too. It was like August 2020. So it
Yeah,
was
we
like kind
couldn't
of a
go
mess.
outside. So like I brought on my laptop outside, we plugged it in, and we just had a projector on like my wall and like I hung up a sheet. It was so like,
Yeah, it
I
was
don't want to
fun.
say COVID core, but like
Ew, that's
I
so
know.
nasty.
There's like another like word for that. Like there has to be.
Whatever. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
I could talk about Cobra Kai. I have to do an episode on Cobra Kai because I love it. I think I love it just because it was like some shows and some songs and stuff aren't actually good, but you associate them with like good memories.
That's
And so you just
true.
think that they're good. That's
Did
basically
they do
that show.
season six, or is it done?
They want to, I think, based on how the season ended,
Okay.
but I don't know if it'll get renewed. It should. I mean, like I think it will. I don't
Didn't
know.
it start as like a YouTube series, then it got picked up by Netflix?
Yeah, it was on YouTube Red, I think.
Yeah, I remember because my dad like found it on YouTube Red, I think, and he's like a big Karate Kid fan. This is like years ago, and he was like, oh, guys, how would you feel if I got YouTube Red for like a month or something? And then it like got picked up by Netflix. He was like losing it. It was so funny.
Yeah, I watched it the first day it was put on Netflix. But I didn't know it existed. My dad had to like tell me, but whatever. It was it's lovely. I love it. So yeah, that's what I was up to for the past few days.
I don't know. I feel like I've been chilling a lot. I had to finalize my, oh, my dog's barking. Sorry, guys. I had to finalize my first like college application to send in. So I submitted like my Common App portion, and then the college I was applying to specifically asked for like the SRAR. So I spent like 2 hours on Sunday, which is yesterday, doing that. And like double triple checking everything. So I was like, I'm not getting called out if I like spell something wrong, or I put in like an A or like a A instead of like a B. I was like, I'm gonna cry if this happens. So like that took me like 2 hours just like double check everything. But I'm very happy. And I think I have to check if the school received it yet or not. But
Nice.
it was
Something
a lot of pressure.
else I did. I'm just calling. Oh, I did a few things actually. I saw Book of Mormon, which
Jess,
was
how was
good.
that? You haven't told me how that is yet.
It was sorry. I was snapping you, but I was like in New York City, so I couldn't really focus.
That's fair.
It was good. It was good. It's a very raunchy show, so I would not recommend seeing it with your mom, as I did. But I mean, it's like fine. It was okay. It was funny. It's like really offensive, honestly, but it's like funny because it's like making fun of Mormons, which is like not super nice, but it has like a good message at the end. Like it's like oh, like if you believe in something, it could like take you anywhere.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. And then like right after that, I had to like sing at a 9/11 memorial thing, our like local not memorial. Yeah, memorial. I don't know.
I
Like a
guess memorial.
ceremony. For 9/11, and I sang National Anthem and America the Beautiful, and I did a
And then you got waffles
trio.
after.
What?
You got waffles after.
Did I? How do you know?
Because somebody told me. You told me the whole crew that you went with too.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll come back to that.
Like making Kira confused.
Oh,
Keep
and I
going.
sang a trio of sorry, I got a text. I love not editing this. Called what a song.
Trio. What do you mean?
It was three people
Oh,
singing.
was it like God Bless America?
No, it was My Heart Will Go On, which was an interesting choice.
Why would you? I mean, I guess, but like.
Yeah, but it was fun because we got to like we sang like harmonies for it, and we made up the harmonies, like we came up with them on the spot kind of, which was like real fun.
That's impressive, I
Yeah, and
think.
then I went to a diner and I got a chocolate chip waffle, and then I watched Sing 2, which I did not like.
I heard about that too.
I feel like my life.
I want to watch Thing too. Was it good? Like, what would you rate it? Like, out of like
No, I
10.
gave it 2 stars.
Oh, I didn't look at your reviews.
I did not like it. I thought it was bad.
I heard there was a lot of like songs.
Yeah. There was very little plot. I did not like it. Guys, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I need to say it now. Monsters, Inc. is genuinely one of the best movies to ever exist. Like, I know it's a kids movie, and I know
He
you're probably
never stops
different.
talking about
Okay, but I came to this revelation like a little bit ago, so I don't know if I've mentioned it on here yet, and I have to. One night, I like had a random urge to watch Monsters University, and it was at like 11 o'clock. No, that's too late. It was like 9, and I was like, okay, let me watch this. And then it ended by like 11. And then I was like, no, well, now I have to watch Monsters, Inc. So then I watched Monsters, Inc. ending at like 1, and I didn't regret it one bit. Those movies are so good. Monsters, Inc. specifically, like, is just, I don't know, it's
the
so
concepts are
realistic.
really cool, I'll say
Yeah, it
that.
takes like such human things and like and makes them monsters, and takes the monster under your bed, monster in your closet kind of thing, and makes it real and makes it capitalism.
And funny.
I know it's like the best movie ever. Like I don't know. I canceled talking about it. I love it. It's amazing. Everyone should go watch Monsters, Inc. again if you haven't like watched it recently, or if you've never seen it, what are you doing? Go watch it.
Have one. I don't know. It's getting kind of close to the end, right?
Yeah.
I have one final question I think we should go on. So this is like it's like the start of the school year, right? Our official last summer, like the full last summer in our hometown, has come to an end. So what is like one very memorable thing or a couple memorable things that happened this summer for you?
My summer
I could
was
go first if
so.
you need time to think.
You can go,
Okay. For me, I saw Dear Evan Hansen, which was I've wanted to see that since I think 4 years ago, 3, 4 years ago. I've like been obsessed with that show and being able to see that. I actually saw it with Gabe Matarazzo in it too, which was like an added bonus. So
yeah.
when I saw him on stage, I was like literally, I was like crying the entire time. Like I heard like one of my favorite songs in that is Sincerely Me, which is, I know it's really popular, but I just love how it like goes back and forth, and it's like the funniest thing ever. So as soon as I heard like the beat go on, I was like, I went with my mom. I was like, oh my God, mom, what's happening? And I just started crying before they even started singing. I was just like so like intense with it. That was definitely one of the highlights of my summer. Virginia Beach is up there too.
I don't know what my highlight was. I'm literally going, I have a note page on my phone where every month I like answer the same questions.
That's so cool.
And I've been doing it.
Do such cool things like that.
Thank you. And I've been doing it since January 2019. So there's a lot of things in here. And there's
oh
one
my
where,
God.
Like, yeah. Sorry. And so there's one where it's like a highlight section. So let me see what like my highlights were.
Wait, can you do an episode on like the questions you answer? I'm curious if you want to share.
I'll tell you what they are in 1 second. Or I might have to skip over some of them because I don't know, whatever. But all my highlights are like IDK, having no school. Like that's like what I keep writing. Like for like the summer, I'm like, for June, it was like prom. Then for July, I said, IDK, no school. And August, I don't want to say what I wrote. It was not anything bad, but whatever. But I basically said, I don't want to think. Like I was like, I don't know. Cause I was kind of depressed. So I didn't want to think about what I did this summer. I'm looking at like one good highlight. I also write like little notes of what I did that month, like little fun events. So I'm trying to think of, are there any like really good ones? I don't really know. I really liked working. I liked having my schedule because I worked for 4 weeks, which was like a nice thing to do. I made money and I had fun, but then it didn't take up my whole summer. So then after that, I got to like go and have fun. So I liked it that I had like, I got to do both, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I just found out that one of my bands that I really like is going to be in New York one day, so I'm going to be able to go to the concert.
Interesting. I actually changed my mind. I don't want to read the questions on here. They're not questions. They're more just, like, little, like, one of them, it's, like, always, it's, like, best friend, and then I have, like, highlight, favorite song, and then I have my Snapchat best friends list as one, because that actually That's says, cool. like, so much about the month.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I remember back in, like, January, I remember I was at dinner with my grandparents, so I started something like that. Like, I just, like, made a TikTok where I put, like, I, like, rated, you know, it was, like, a trend at the time to, like, put, like, rate yourself, kind of. It was just kind of, like, oh, like, how do you feel about this? Like, your number one, like, best friend's Snapchat. And I have that from, like, January. And just looking, like, I've looked back at it a couple times to start the year. And just seeing it, I'm, like, wow, have I changed since January? I mean, like, I look back on myself from, like, June, and I'm, like, oh, my God, have I changed? Like, I don't know. Do you do that a lot?
I love writing. Yeah, I love writing things and like recording myself when I'm going through something stressful or like weird, just like, you know, memorable, because I always know that I'll be able to look back at it later and like feel better about it or like laugh at it or be like, oh, I know it's going to happen and you don't. I've been doing that like for like my whole life. Like literally in fourth grade, I was so stressed about who my teacher would be that I wrote down like in like a journal. I was like, you're so lucky that you know who our teacher is. Like, who is it? And I leave a little line so that I can answer it later. And I have That's a notebook cute. Where I still do that. So I literally wrote like, what college are we going to? And like, so like,
did you know that, do you remember in fifth grade, we had to write a letter to our future self that we were going to get mailed in at the end of 12th grade?
Yeah.
I've like been thinking about that a lot lately. Like for a while, I remembered what I wrote about. And if I remember correctly, I think I ranked all of the boys in our grade based on if I would date them or not. But I like put them in like different categories. Like I did this in my journal. Like my
daughter. Your teacher like read those.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm thinking about this right now. This is why it's been on my mind for the past 7 years. But it's like I think I ranked them based on like personality and looks, and I did like overall. And I think I did that for like every single guy.
I need to see this. I don't remember what I wrote in mine.
It's in my journal. Like I have a copy like, of it.
Oh geez. Oh my God. I remember being too scared to like write anything like really personal because I knew my teacher would read it. But
I poured my heart out. That I remember.
In seventh grade, we also had to write one to a friend, a friend who's going to get it at the end of 12th grade. And I wasn't friends with Julia really in seventh grade. Like we were friends, but we weren't like super duper close friends. So I wrote mine to this girl who like was, I'm not really friends with anymore. And so she's going to get it and it's going to be really awkward.
I don't even remember doing that.
Well, we did. So
that's yeah. Interesting.
Anyway. So yeah, I don't know what the highlight of the summer was. And then I guess just a really quick, like, what are you most looking forward to soon?
Soon for me, like a football game. I gotta get to go to the first one, and I really like jumping and just like cheering for like a school or like a team like in person. Like I hate watching things but in person I can do, so I'm excited to like be in person for that.
Okay. All right. I am excited for the play auditions are September 20th, so I'm looking forward to that because I'm assistant director and so I have power. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this mess of an episode, and I hope you had fun on this little journey with us.
And if you want to get updates about me, Dax, and Kira again on our next feature episode, please follow our Instagram and TikTok, which is at acoam.podcast. Our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. You follow Sarah to keep up and hear about how I dox Kira daily.
Yeah. And as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie.